It's here and now. There's a new dramatic feature film that takes us inside Navy SEAL Team 6, the unit that killed Osama bin Laden in Pakistan in 2011.
We train just like we always train for an alien mission, you know.
I mean, we've done hundreds of missions like this, dead of the night type raids. What was different was the target.
It is gripping, and it is not the film from director Kathryn Bigelow. She moved hers back to December after the elections to allay Republican criticism that, one, she got sensitive information from the White House, and two, was going to portray the president in a flattering light. Bigelow has flat out denied both charges. She says President Obama isn't even in her film. He is in the film we're talking about, although the filmmaker says they had no access to the White House, and the president is only in the film in old news footage. SEAL Team 6, the raid on Osama bin Laden, which airs on the National Geographic Channel Sunday night, takes us through the SEAL team's preparations for the raid, inside the CIA, where an analyst pushes for the raid, and to the White House, where the president must ultimately decide whether to follow her advice. All the characters are actors, but real-life news footage was cut in at the suggestion of producer Harvey Weinstein, a longtime Democratic backer who bought the rights to the movie. Scenes like this one from the White House Correspondents' Dinner just a day before the raid. Seth Meyers of Saturday Night Live was the host.
It's such an honor performing for those of you here tonight, as well as the handful of people watching at home on C-SPAN. People think bin Laden is hiding in the Hindu Kush, but did you know that every day from 4 to 5 he hosts a show on C-SPAN?
The images of President Obama laughing in that scene take on new meaning, knowing the decision he was trying to make. There are also snapshots of the president on the lonely walk, presumably weighing the odds, and voiceovers from the president's announcement that bin Laden had been killed, praising the Navy SEALs. John Stockwell directed SEAL Team 6. He joins us now from the NPR studios in Washington. John, let's answer questions you've been asked. Is this propaganda? You say you tried to get the White House involved and President Obama as well to no avail.
I would have loved to have had the president reenact his involvement in this story. And there's no question that he was a major player in this piece. Certainly, Harvey's been accused of re-editing the movie so that it's the president who actually fires the fatal shot that kills bin Laden. You know, that's not the case.
Well, we'll just, you know, people, I hope we'll see it because it's a terrifically made movie, but they still may have questions about whether or not it's propaganda. How much of the film was added or changed? How much of it is your original work?
The bulk of the movie, 95% of it, is exactly as Harvey saw it in the editing room when he came in to see a very early version of my director's cut. As he did with Iron Lady, with the Queen, he did a very good job of seamlessly intercutting archival news footage with the scripted film footage that they had to sort of root the film in reality. We didn't just add documentary footage of the president. We added footage from the battlefield in Afghanistan, from the real compound in Abbottabad, to make the film more realistic. And the truth is, the footage that you get from Getty, from various archival footage, stock footage houses, is very expensive. So the Weinsteins gave us the resources to be able to get the footage that I would have always loved to have had.
Well, and the National Geographic Channel went out of its way to point out that a scene that featured Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney objecting to the raid, they insisted that be cut from the film because that did feel like propaganda.
It's interesting today that everyone, or some people are saying it was an easy call, any thinking American would have made the same call. I just have to disagree. I think it was a principled call to greenlight the mission, probably not a very politically smart call because the sort of downside of a failed mission certainly outweighed the upside of a successful mission. But we did used to have footage of Mitt Romney in, I guess it was in the 07 debates or later even talking about how he wouldn't send a covert mission into our ostensible ally in the war on terror, Pakistan. Of course, Hillary Clinton initially said the same thing. Joe Biden, up until the final moment, opposed the raid.
So did Secretary of Defense Robert Gates.
Robert Gates as well.
So you lay it out that when it came down to this final decision that the president alone had to make, that both Secretary Clinton and Leon Panetta of the CIA were for going ahead. You had Secretary Gates and Joe Biden against it. It was the president that had to decide. I'm thinking as I watched it, I can see how someone who is not a supporter of President Obama would think, oh, this is giving this guy so much credit. But on the other hand, it's impossible to see how you could have made this film with the tension around that decision and not include it.
And look, if any of the soldiers in that chopper had died, if bin Laden hadn't been there, if the compound had been rigged to explode, the president would be getting all the blame.
It would be almost the same exact film with a different ending, almost the same exact film because you'd have the same tension around the decisions, but the president would be seen as someone who lost. This could be a film that someone would say would be propaganda against him.
He made the wrong call. He would be Jimmy Carter. It would be Operation Eagle Claw all over again.
Look, we're discussing the questions about the film, but the bulk of the film is the story of this SEAL Team 6, how they trained, the difficult relationships some of them had with each other, the relationship they had with their families and loved ones outside of the team. And we're wondering, the one SEAL Team 6 member who wrote a book, a memoir about that day, No Easy Day, has been quoted as saying that the team was not particularly supportive of President Obama politically, and while they, respected him as commander-in-chief and loved the idea that he green-lighted the mission that they wanted to go on, they thought he would take all the political credit for this.
No Easy Day was written, or published at least, long after we had written our screenplay. And I was surprised the book came out. The SEALs that I spoke to said, if we were on the raid, we wouldn't tell you. We'll tell you how we operate, how we think, but we'll never be on TV. We'll never write a book.
Well, what was your goal in the film? What were you trying to do?
In the end of the day, I think it's really interesting to take a story that we all know the final outcome to and show how things could have gone differently, how complex a mission was, the internal debates within the intelligence community. There was a lot of talk about what if Pakistan engaged us militarily? There was a military academy a mile away. What if they had Stinger missiles in the compound? What if he took off? Would through underground tunnels, would we pursue him through the streets of Abbottabad? In the end of the day, it was a triumph and of cooperation between our intelligence community and the military. And those things haven't always gone so smoothly between the two.
That's what it seemed like in viewing it. It also seemed that this was a real homage, maybe be the wrong word, but to this SEAL Team 6 and the risks they took. I mean, as they go off to do the raid, their commander tells them, if you're killed, you're stupid.
Right. What I was most impressed when I spoke with them and learned more about them was that these guys were trained not to kill. And in terms of an actual military mission, they would tell me they've had much more complicated and hazardous missions in terms of, five of them against 500 insurgents. This was not that. This was going into a house filled with women and children and coming out with the least collateral damage possible. Because the fallout from the raid, if they'd gone in and just sprayed the room, would have been much different.
Well, it is extraordinary to watch it unfold, and it's also, my heart's still pounding. But to the question of should it air on Sunday night, right before the election, Howard Owens, who's CEO of the National Geographic Channel, defends this. I mean, this is not your choice. This is his. He says the pre-election airing, why not? It's a way to promote our fall programming. And he claims he wouldn't be airing it if it was propaganda. Would you have made this film if it was George W. Bush?
Oh, absolutely. I think the movie focuses on the military and the intelligence community, much less so on the president. Honestly, when we started, we had no idea who's Republican, who's Democrat. The date was chosen by Nat Geo, and they're co-owned by Fox Broadcasting, and I'm pretty sure Fox Broadcasting has no interest in seeing the president get reelected.
John Stockwell, he directed the film SEAL Team 6, The Osama Bin Laden Raid. It airs on the National Geographic Channel Sunday night. You can see a trailer at hereandnow.org. John, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me, Robin.
If you see it, I'd love to know what you think about it. Let us know on Monday. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.